Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this.
I figured it was an appropriate time, given that literally yesterday I competed with other people. Katie and I competed in a CrossFit competition. It was a spur of the moment decision. But again, when you're in an athletic environment, it's hard to not compare yourself to other people, but also this happens in daily life. We see people who look better. We see people who are making more money. We see people whom we think are maybe further ahead. How do we stop ourselves from comparing ourselves to them? Trainer story and CrossFit. Sorry about that. Okay. Trainer story and CrossFit story. Let's go with the CrossFit story. So 2 years ago, I was watching one of my best friends ever do a very heavy lift. And I started comparing myself to her, even though she was my best friend. And I was like, damn, why can't I be that strong? And I pushed myself to lift what she was lifting, even though I believed it was way out of my comfort zone. And she is significantly stronger than I am. But very low key, I was in the back of the room. She was in the front. I put the same weight on the end of my barbell that she had. She picked it up once. I picked it up once. We tied. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't particularly difficult, but I felt good about myself until I realized that she had a barbell that weighed 35 pounds and I had a barbell that weighed 45 pounds. So I had in fact lifted 10 pounds more by accident. Now, while this sounds great, congrats, Jamie, you're 10 pounds stronger. That's not the point. How much more in me did I have if I wasn't just trying to compare myself to her? If I had stayed in my lane and literally just lifted till Jamie Filer's failure, I probably would have been able to do more, but I was so dead set on comparing myself to her, I stopped myself short of my own potential. That should set the tone for the rest of the call. Okay. We have three basic human needs. Okay. Consistency, inconsistency, and significance. Consistency. We like waking up with food in the fridge. This is imperative to our survival. We like waking up with a shelter above our head and a career, right? Which speaks to so many other different needs, right? Our need to feel like we're part of a tribe, our need to make money so that we can afford food and shelter, right? We all know that when we wake up in the morning, right? If you have a significant other, you'd like to think that they're still going to be there when you wake up in the morning, right? When we come home, we want to make sure that like our home is still there and the dogs that we left were still there, right? So if you're like me, you actually thrive off consistency. But then we have number two, we also need inconsistency. We need surprise and spontaneity, okay? The quarantine, right? 2020 and 2021 drove people crazy because there was so much consistency and not enough inconsistency. They didn't get daily human interactions that made them like challenge themselves, and they weren't getting the puzzles that come with leaving your house, right? It was like a groundhog day for people. We need that element of surprise. We need a little shock and awe every once in a while. And then of course, significance. We need a sense of purpose. The Australian Shepherd, fun fact, will dig holes in a yard or in an open field for no reason and be very destructive if we don't give it something to do, right? Shepherds need to shepherd. If they aren't shepherding, they're destructive. Think about yourself. If you get laid off, if you have a period where you're staying low key, you are more apt to self-sabotage. You are more apt to be, we'll say destructive, but that's really a hyperbole, on the weekends when it comes to your food and your movement, because you don't have that daily, right? I'm going to work from 9 to 5. I know that after work, I go to the gym and that's my routine. And then I come home and dinner is always a complex carb, a source of protein and a vegetable, right? This is why we, like Liz mentioned, her lizard brain, right? This is why we go off, because we need purpose. We need something to do. So here's what happens. We start comparing our significance to others' significance, okay? it becomes difficult to define ourselves independently, right? I didn't know my own strength. I only knew my strength relative to Brianne's strength. We have to be relative to others. We only know that darkness is darkness because we have light, right? I'm a personal trainer. Am I a success? Relative to what, right? If someone is holding a roster of like 500 clients, then maybe I'm not, because I definitely don't have 500 clients on my roster. But anyone who has 500 clients on their roster, there's no way they're giving them personal attention, right? There's no way they're identifying them by first names and not numbers. Okay, so now wait, am I the success, right? What is happening? We can only get a sense of who we are sometimes and whether what we're doing matters if we compare ourselves to other people. So comparing yourself to other people is normal in order to set the bar. But what are you doing with that comparison? And this is the crux of today's call, okay? There are three types of comparison: self-evaluation, self-enhancement, and self-verification. Self-evaluation is, how am I doing relative to someone else? This is getting a performance review at your job, okay? I get an 8, but someone else gets a 9 relative to the same rubric, okay? So it's not me compared to this individual, it's overarching theme. I get the 8 because of my performance. They get the 9. Self-evaluation is objective. Okay. It teaches us how to get better because there are very clear markers. Then we have self-enhancement. Okay. If I compare myself to number 8, or if I'm an 8 and someone is a 7, I feel better about myself. We do this. I do this, right? This is essentially bullying though, right? We compare ourselves to others to improve our self-esteem. This isn't good or bad though. I'm not saying, right? Sometimes, okay, bullying is always bad, but self-enhancement is neither good nor bad because we need a certain amount of self-esteem to function, right? You cannot function when your self-esteem is below baseline the whole time, okay? We've established that already. We need to say, to an extent, well, at least I'm not that person, right? My problems aren't so bad. At least I'm not dealing with XYZ, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, because I will never deter you from building up your self-esteem, however that looks. Again, we're not bullying people. We are just saying, well, you know what? I guess my problems aren't that bad. And then finally, we have self-verification. This is already knowing how the outcome turns out, okay? So if I go to a bodybuilding show, a competitive bodybuilding show, and I'm seeing certain physiques on stage, okay, right? I know all along that person is supposed to be in better shape than I am now. They're literally on stage doing it in a bikini for the judge's rubric, okay? So again, this is neither good nor bad. It depends on how you use it, because I could see that competitor and be like, damn, so that's the pinnacle of the sport. That's what I'm supposed to look like, right? You see someone who's maybe in your career, but they have an extra 0 at the end of their salary, and because they are like territory manager and you're maybe district manager or whatever, and you're like, okay, I got it. I knew how that was going to turn out. My boss is supposed to be making more than me. I like shooting for that. That is an awesome bar. But when those three things turn negative, so when the self-evaluation, the self-enhancement, and the self-verification, you just keep beating yourself into the ground about it, that's when it's time to stop, because your brain doesn't understand like green light, yellow light, red light. So first one is process your feelings, okay? If you're at the start of your fitness journey or you're restarting your fitness journey, pick other people who are in the same boat. Don't look at competitive CrossFit athletes. Don't look at competitive bodybuilders, right? Don't compare yourself to a fitness influencer or, I don't know, someone who has a contract with a gym or something, right? Or an elite level pro athlete. Just find someone who's at or slightly ahead of where you are. That's it. We don't need to get to the self-verification stage Because chances are, if you're just beginning or just restarting, your ego is fragile, and that's okay, right? So again, pick people on your level to compare with. Next is pick your purpose of comparison. Again, is this self-evaluation or is this self-enhancement? Are we comparing ourselves relative to a rubric we already know exists so that we can get better? Or are we comparing ourselves to someone who isn't yet where we are to make ourselves feel better? Okay. Just compare yourself in order to get better, but pick the reason. And then, of course, don't tear people down in your head. I know that it sounded shitty when I was like, well, at least I'm not that person, right? There's a way to do that in your head. Of course, we don't want to make other people feel like crap out loud or in our head. Okay. They're human. They're dealing with their shit, right? That's the point. Okay. So don't tear them down in your head. Just remember, man, like things could be worse. Questions to ask yourself. So reflection, if you know that you're someone who compares themselves to other people, number one, how did you choose the people you're comparing yourself to? Is it because they inspire you? Right? A lot of times, one of the first things I ask people to do when they join the program is go through everyone they're following on TikTok and Instagram and remove the people that you know inherently, consciously or subconsciously, make you feel like crap about yourself. If it's the person that you went to high school with that, again, has the life that you want, and instead of just being, man, I'm so happy for them, I'm excited to get there, you're like, I feel so shitty that we graduated at the same time and they're there and I'm here. Unfollow, right? The fitness influencer that has the body that you want and you're like, I'm just never gonna get there. Why do I keep scrolling through their stuff? Unfollow, okay? But again, if you're comparing as like, wow, this is what I want. Jamie, this is the body, help me get there. Asia, let's do this. Okay, great. Let's help you get there. How can you choose more fitting groups and people going forward? How can we maybe change the bar that we're setting? What can we do differently here? If you've removed one influencer, how can we replace it with another? Or again, whatever it is, whatever realm you're looking to improve yourself, it could be business, it could be finance, it could be, of course, your physical health, it could be your life in general, your love life, whatever, okay? How can we choose better people to hold the bar, to hold the standard? And then the last question is, are you trying to confirm something about yourself or are you trying to understand something about yourself? And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.